Emmy nominations are out today, and if you guessed that Succession would be all over them, you would be correct. Ted Lasso and The White Lotus followed closely behind, and Linda Holmes, co-host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour, is here to give us more details. Hey, Linda.
Hi, Elsa.
Hi. Okay, so let's start with the fun stuff, comedies. What do we have here?
Sure. So some past comedy series nominees are repeating, including Curb Your Enthusiasm and Barry on HBO, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon, Hacks on HBO Max, What We Do in the Shadows, which is FX's vampire comedy, and Ted Lasso on Apple TV, which won last year. But there are a couple of new entries, including Only Murders in the Building, the Hulu show with Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, and also Abbott Elementary on ABC, which was created by Quinta Brunson and was a real bright spot for a lot of people this year.
And what's going on over in the drama categories?
Right. So also some repeats there. Ozark and Stranger Things from Netflix, Better Call Saul on AMC, and HBO's Succession. But there's still a lot of new action over there, too. Euphoria on HBO was nominated, as was Yellow Jackets on Showtime. Netflix certainly had one of the most buzzy shows of the year with Squid Game. They got a nomination for that. And Severance, which is a very offbeat series that has a lot of admirers, myself included, got a nomination. That one is on Apple TV.
Okay, very nice. Well, something I want to know is when we're looking at these numbers, like we got 25 nominations for Succession,
right?
20 for Ted Lasso, 20 for The White Lotus, which is the limited HBO series. I mean, like, how do these nomination totals get so high? Are these shows, like, that good?
Yeah, well, in the case of all three of those shows, the numbers get big because they have ensemble casts. So, for instance, Succession has 25 nominations and 14 of them are acting nominations between lead, supporting, and guest categories. If you compare that to something like Stranger Things, it has 13 nominations, but nobody in the cast was nominated. Same with Ted Lasso, 20 nominations and 10 for acting. White Lotus, a little less, but 20 nominations and 8 for acting. So a lot of times it has to do with the size of a very good cast.
Okay. So I know that there are also a lot of nominations for series that were based on, like, real events this year, right?
Right, absolutely. The Dropout, which is all about Elizabeth Holmes and the Theranos scandal. Inventing Anna, which is about Anna Delvey, the so-called fake heiress. Dope Sick, which is about the opioid epidemic. And Pam and Tommy, which is about one of the first big celebrity sex tapes. Those are all nominated in this very competitive limited series category with The White Lotus.
And what about you, Linda? Like, are there any nominations that made you especially happy this year?
There were Ray Sehorn nominated for playing Kim on Better Call Saul, J. Smith Cameron nominated for playing Jerry on Succession, Natasha Rothwell, who's wonderful, nominated for playing Belinda on The White Lotus, and Cheryl Lee Ralph, who I have been enjoying on television since the late 1970s, got her first Emmy nomination for Abbott Elementary, which is overdue and awesome.
That is so awesome. All right, well, the Emmys will be airing in September, and we'll see how all these races pan out. That is NPR's Linda Holmes. Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you, Elsa.